Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Okay, Amy, fresh off the presses, I came across an article titled Honeybees Flying Over a Mirror Crash Irremediably.
Irremediably, you can't...
Irremediably. I thought it was a spelling error. It actually means something that's impossible to correct or repair.
Oh, so the mirror is a problem.
The mirror is a problem. Okay, so this article was published March 23rd of 2022, and it claims that bees have trouble trying to fly over a mirror. Now, they wanted to see if changing what a bee sees could force them to crash. Like, so they're trying to figure out how do bees perceive the world when they fly, right? Okay.
You know, you don't see bees over water.
You don't. And okay, so back in 1963, an Austrian entomologist and a German behavioral scientist noticed this very thing, that bees don't generally fly over water. So they trained bees to fly over water.
They did.
Yep, for a sugary treat. Do you want a lollipop? Fly across the water. So they put this grid of lines across the water, so it floated on the water. Mm-hmm. And they found that if it was a choppy day and there was a grid, bees had no problem flying. And they'd fly right over the path to the sweet treat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if it was a smooth day and they had the grid, they'd fly over. But when they removed the grid, so it's smooth water, like a mirror, and no grid, the bees would fly out over the water and then slowly get lower and lower, and they'd bip off the surface and then they'd sink into the water.
Oh, no.
I know.
Usually I have some sort of concept and a thought of why this could work, but I don't, or why it does what it does. I don't know for this one.
Right. Okay. So, and neither did these researchers. So research done by, okay, and this has got some French, so I'm sorry. The Institute of Movement Sciences of Aix and Marseille University. Julian Sayers and a group of four other researchers wanted to explore this 1963 experiment because they were like, okay, but why? Mm-hmm. And so instead of water, so they're not killing bees, they wanted to control the testing environment even more. So they made a flight tunnel. It's 7 feet long, and I had to convert this from centimeters, so you're welcome, everybody.
How many Shaquille O'Neal's long would that be?
Yeah, because 7 feet, is that like, it's almost a Shaquille. It's a basketball player laying down, okay?
Carry on, please. Back to science. Sorry.
And it's about 2.5 feet high. So a really narrow, long, like a book on its edge. And the walls and the ceiling and the floor of the rectangle, they used vertical red stripes to help the bees determine speed. Because they determine speed, they think by what's going by them. Okay.
How fast things are whizzing by.
Exactly. And then the floor and the ceiling is a mirror. So they individually marked honeybees and then they trained them to fly through this tunnel, this flight tunnel, for a sweet treat, like a little drop of sugar. Oh, and they've got a video of the bees flying down and all the mirrors are covered. They're just flying down and they kind of, it's not a straight line. It's little zigs.
Okay.
And their altitude, it stays pretty consistent, and they fly down to the end and there's a little square hole that they go through. Well, with the mirror, so they remove the fabric on the floor, these bees fly into the tunnel and immediately slam into the mirror.
Oh, gosh. That would be alarming and distressing, honestly.
Well, and the bee's body language also looked like that. Like, she flies in, she goes maybe an inch, and she's like, ah, boom, hits the floor, comes up off the floor. And then you do this series of horrible drunk skips across the mirror.
Oh no.
And then they just kind of give up.
And do they sweep them gently out so that they
they crawl the other side.
Okay.
Yeah. So without that visual input, without being able to see the floor, they can't orient and they can't figure out how high off the ground they need to be.
Oh. Where are bees' eyes? Aren't they on the top?
Well, I mean, they're in the front, right?
Oh, you know? Okay. Like us. I was trying to think of a bee movie because that's where my bee science comes from. That is very surprising and interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand why I can't get away from ants, bees, and rats, but that's what it is. So there we go.
Throwing some spiders to mix things up. But
I'll have to do that. Circle back.
Circle back. If you'd like to circle back and listen to some past episodes, you can find us anywhere you find your podcast and at brainjunk.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram a fair amount as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.